Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Solieri Report. Today is December 6, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, we're joined by my investment advisory colleagues, Chuck Gibson and Melanie Paleo. They join me to talk about your taxes in 2013. To say that our current tax situation is fluid is an understatement. One thing we know, though, that revenues are falling throughout the economy, in most places throughout the economy. Expenses are rising, certainly in nominal dollar form, and that means deficits are greater for government and efforts are underway to raise taxes. So it's a good time to pay attention to what may happen and what it means to you. We're going to have slides tonight on the webinar software, both slides throughout the Solieri Report, and then we have several charts for our presentation, and those charts are up on the blog. You have to log in. It's in the subscriber-only space on tonight's Solieri Report blog post. Just a quick report. We had a subscribers luncheon in Murfreesboro outside of Nashville. Last Saturday, 30 subscribers turned up for a great lunch, a great discussion. We had an interesting roundtable on what were the Solieri reports we could do this year in 2013 coming up that would be the most useful to you, and three that we walked away with that we're working on scheduling now. One is detox programs. Everybody's ready for the cleanse. Self-directed IRAs. What are the more creative things you can do with your IRAs? And then angel networks and local investment. So watch for those in the first and second quarter of this year. Well, the holidays are here. I'm sure you know that. This week we sent out our annual Christmas card. Each year we have our wonderful graphics designer and some artists make a new card for us. This year we had Santa's Workshop, except Santa is making the toy of the year in a 3D printer, and that's sort of a nod to the changes in fabrication technology that we've been talking about. We asked all of our subscribers and our full readership to give us suggestions. We always make a donation. This year, 2 years ago, it was all the food banks in the countries and states that we have subscribers. Last year, it was the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, Pete Kennedy's wonderful group affiliated with the Weston Price Foundation, and that protects the right of farmers to sell directly to consumers. This year, we got great suggestions. I want to thank you for all of them. And we chose four. We couldn't bring it down to one. So we have Jeffrey Smith, that wonderful Jeffrey Smith, whose efforts to bring transparency and labeling to GMO food are critical. His Institute for Responsible Technology, then the New Energy Movement, which is an educational organization led by Joel Garbon, that try and promote new energy technologies, and then the wonderful Computers for Everyone in Silicon Valley led by Court Skinner, great ally. You'll see his posts on the blog, and what he does is recycle, use corporate computers to people who couldn't otherwise afford them. It's a wonderful little not-for-profit outside of San Francisco. And then finally, because of Hurricane Sandy relief, the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. You'll find we sent out the card this week, and we encourage you, of course, at holiday time to remember the not-for-profits and good works that all these civic organizations do. Another holiday treat out tomorrow, we'll be sending it out to you. We know from talking with many of you, both at the luncheons and your feedback throughout the year, that you all have friends and family who you'd like to help think and act strategically. So because January is the month when we do a lot of our Solieri reports to help you plan out your year, the first week we have the annual wrap-up, which is a great overview of the big trends for the year, and then the precious metals market report, and then Chuck Gibson, who's going to be with us tonight, will be back in the third week for the equity overview. So it's a big sort of strategic insight for the year. So what we thought we'd do is send to each subscriber the opportunity to gift a one-month subscription and get all that content to a family and friend, anyone you love. And so we'll be sending that out tomorrow. And if you will just send us the information, we'll make sure that they have a one-month subscription that gives them access, thanks to you, complimentary to you at no charge, to all of that for the first month of the year. And we think it's a great way to help someone you love understand the important trends that are going to impact their lives and finances in 2013.